Okay. The Gemara says in the Chof Hei Amud Beis, Va'amar Rabbi Abba Bar Zavda Amar Rav Chosma Shashvim Chof Bnei Chupa Ptur Min Asokah Kol Sheva. Right? The whole wedding party is Pater all 7 days of Sheva Brachos from Sukkah. The Rishonim point out, doesn't mean you got married on Sukkah. You're not allowed to get married on Sukkah. It means you got married before Sukkah and the Sheva Brachos still extend into Sukkah. The Gemara asks, but why is that? My taima, Mishum Dabar Lemechti, because they have to do this important mitzvah or important thing of Simchas Chasim Bekala for 7 days. The Gemara asks, but hold on a second. V'lech lu besukkah, v'lech du besukkah. Why don't they eat in the sukkah and rejoice in the sukkah? No, ain simcha ela b'chuppah, because you can't really have simcha unless it is in the chuppah. And therefore, if they do the simcha in the if they do this simcha in the sukkah, then it won't be a simcha. V'lech l'besukkah, v'lech l'bechuppah. Why don't they eat in the sukkah and rejoice in the chuppah? No, ain't simcha l'chuppah sudik. It's not a real simcha, even the chuppah, unless that's where you ate. V'lech l'chuppah v'sukkah. Why don't you make the chuppah in the sukkah and then have the best of both worlds? Abaye Amr Shem Yichud Rav Amr Shem Sar Chas. And Abaye says, no, you can't have the chuppah in the sukkah, because chuppah meant the Rishonim assumed the place where the chassan and kala really lived, because of yichud, because that would mean that the kala was always in the sukkah, and if she's always in the sukkah, sometimes the sukkah was up on the roof, not a lot of people would go there, and it might happen that the chassan would go to the bathroom or something, and some other man would be misyachid with the kala, and that would be pasnished. Or perhaps problematic. But Rava Amar Mishum Tzar Chassan, and Rava says, no, just because it's hard for the Chassan to have his chuppah in a sukkah. Why is it hard for the Chassan to have his chuppah in the sukkah? So there are three basic shatim in the Mepharshim. Rashi says here, perhaps two shatim. A lot of the Achronim assuming it's two things. Although it's not 100% clear. Rashi says, what's the tzar of the Chassan? It's not actually yichud, it's because of something else. What is that other thing? Shamokum tsar, it is a tight place, it's narrow. Upatuach, and open. She'en lo l'shol shtefanos, because sukkah is only at three walls. Ubosh l'sachim kalasso, and therefore he can't flirt with his kala because it's too open. And therefore it's tsar for him that he just got married, and he can't flirt with the kala because he's in a fishbowl. And that's why it's tsar chasen. It's a little unclear in Rashi if he means, say, one thing. Somehow, because it's narrow and open, it feels like more of a fishbowl, and it's really all about not being able to be comfortable flirting with his kala, or if he means two different things. It's narrow and crowded, and also it's open, and he doesn't have privacy. Okay, but either way, Rashi meant he doesn't have a feeling of privacy, or maybe he meant it's crowded, squishy, and doesn't have a feeling of privacy. That's Rashi. The other Rishonim have other Pshatim, many Rishonim, three Rishonim, the Riaz and the Shelta Gibarim that I put on the Makoros, and the Urzarua says the same thing if you look in the Urzarua, and the Me'iri says the same thing if you look in the Me'iri. Just say, because it's squishy, it's crowded. In a chuppah, you need to have a big party with lots of people, and it's just crowded. He doesn't want to feel like he's in a subway train in rush hour. He doesn't want to feel crowded during his Sheva Brachos, and that's the Tzar. The Ra'ah says something a little funny here. It says the sukkahs are on the roof, and it's a real pain to go up and down all the time. Okay, so you have to add something to the Ra'ah, meaning it's a real pain for everyone to go up and down, but we manage. So somehow, no. For a regular person, it's not a real pain to go up and down all the time, but for a chassan, where this is chuppah, and he has to schlep up and down, they probably had to go on ladders. I don't think they had stairs to the roofs in those days, most people. Therefore, for the chassan, it's really much more uncomfortable, and it sort of ruins the experience of the chuppah if he has to like climb up and down ladders every time he needs to go to the bathroom or this or that. And therefore, for the chassan, it's more sensitive, and it's a tsar. Okay, but whichever of these reasons, either because he doesn't have privacy, or because it's crowded, or because he has to go up and down ladders all the time and it ruins his experience, it's tsar of the chassan. Nafgin is if it happens to be a sukkah where everyone's always coming in and out, very popular people. According to Abayu, says the problem is yichud, there's no problem, and they would make their chuppah in the sukkah. According to Rava, there would still be a problem, right? For sure. According to Rashi Shat, he has no privacy, everyone's coming in and out all the time. And therefore, he would still be Pater. Okay, we paskin as always like Rava, which is why we assume that whether it's a popular sukkah or an unpopular sukkah, the chassid is Pater from sukkah and the wedding party is Pater from sukkah all 7 days. Now, the before we get into the sukkah aspects here, I just have to point out an interesting side point. Okay, let's just summarize. Summarize what we've done so far. In terms of Tzar Chassan, we saw different Shatin. Rashi says Tzar Upatuach, which may be one, you know, may be coming together, maybe two different points. The Achronim on the Shulchan Aruch assume it's two different points. The Riaz, the Orzarua, and the Meiri, you'll take my word for it to look it up, just say that it's crowded, right? It's a fuf, I don't remember what word they use. And the Ra'ah says it's tircha laredet v'la'alot, that you have to go up and down ladders all the time, and obviously if to add the chassan specifically ruins his experience, while a regular person, it's not a big deal. Now, ein simcha elo b'chuppah. Here we see a tremendous machlokis. What does that mean with nafkaminas potentially nowadays, right? Ein simcha elo b'chuppah, right? The other ones, which is sort of ein simcha el makom suda, that we can all relate to, and it fits our intuition as well as our halachic experience. Like, yeah, well, if you don't have food, then it's not a real simcha. And like nowadays, we only call it simchas chas v'kala when there's food being served, right? If the chas and kala are just hanging out, playing checkers, then we wouldn't do anything simchatic there. Not halachically and not intuitively. Okay, ein simcha el b'chuppah. Right, this is of course a little funny for us because we're used to having simchas chas v'kala without a chuppah, right? All 7 days shir brachas, there's no chuppah, and yet we say that's considered the mitzvah of simchas chas v'kala, and we say shir brachas. So here the question becomes: what does it mean ein simcha el b'chuppah? And this is a machlokes. There are two ways to interpret it. One is that that al pi halacha ein simcha. There's literally no halachic simcha without a chuppah, which would then mean that you couldn't say sheva brachos. Okay, whether or not you also couldn't say sheva simcha b'mo'ono is controversial, right? The Rishonei Sfarad point out that al pi din Iksuba says you can say simcha b'mo'ono even when it's not a technical simcha, and the Ashkenazi Rishonim have l'chora minhag. That, yeah, whenever it's not a, you wouldn't say Shev Brachas, you don't say Shev Simcha Mono, but at the very least, and therefore, right, Nafkamina is that there's no what we call Birkas Chasanin, or in our parlance, Shev Brachos. This is the opinion of all the Rishonim who expressed an opinion, to the best of my knowledge. I don't know of any Rishon who disagreed with this in their own name. Right, this is Tosfos and the Rishonim, Tosfos. And whatever other Rishonim were on the page, right? The Ran and the Ritva and the Rush and the Tagal Sashiri and the Meiri, all the Rishonim said this. The other possibility, though, is that no, there is Simcha halachically. It's not a halachic statement, ain't Simcha el b'chuppah. That al pi halacha, there is Simcha. And therefore, we would say Birkas Chasanim without a chuppah. What does it just mean? It just means that psychologically, it's not as much simcha, right? It's not a simcha shlema. This is the Yesh Omrim in the Ran, and I think this might have been in brackets, the Yesh Omrim in the Ritva as well. Right, I think there's also always the Yesh Omrim. I'm not sure if anyone really stood up for this. But they said, no, it just means the Chassan's going to feel he lost out. Right? They're going to feel ripped off. Like, we didn't get a full Simcha, but halachically it's a Simcha. Just psychologically, they're going to feel bad that they didn't have as good a Simcha as everyone else did. And Nafkamina is then, you could say Shev Brachos without a Chuppah. Okay, then...
Isn't the third possibility when he's saying that the Malka, a new definition of Chuppah.
No, that's not a thing. There's two ways to read this line. What the definition of chuppah is a different question. There's two ways to read this line. What ain simcha means halachli hafka simcha, or it's halachli simcha. It's just you feel you lost out. It's not a simcha shleima. It's not simcha min amuvchar. Then the question is just what does chuppah mean, right? What does chuppah mean? If you took this derech, who cares what chuppah means? It's just a psychological observation anyway. It has no halachic nafkaminas, you know. And you want to know, like, what does chuppah mean psychologically? I don't know. Ask people how they feel. But according to this, it's a halachic kalos. Ein simcha el makam chuppah. You can't say sherebrach without a chuppah. So what does chuppah mean? What is the definition of chuppah? Okay, those of us who were here last year know that that's an awfully complicated question to answer. What is the definition of chuppah, right? We all know. Chuppah is all over Shas. Forget about Sherem Brachos. Chuppah is Nisuin. And no one knows what chuppah means there. I mean, everyone knows. But the Rambam has his shita, and the Ran has his shita, and v'chuli v'chuli. But what is the definition of chuppah, at least for our purposes? So what is Tosfos saying?
Iker Yeshiva Sfasim Kalam.
Right. Makom Iker Yeshivas Chasan V'Kala. Therefore, meaning, we don't have this minhag nowadays, right? There's a makom iker yeshivas chasan v'kala. They have an apartment, right? But we don't do anything special there, right? We daven do nothing there, most people, right? Whoever heard of a shem brachos in the chasan v'kala apartment, very uncommon, right? But in those days, they would have some place they would live for the 7 days, and a special resort they would live for the 7 days, and that's where they do all the partying, and that was called the chuppah. Therefore, it could be that even if you leave the chuppah, if you make the rush as another makom iker yeshivasam, the whole wedding party goes someplace else, right? Then maybe that would count. But it has to be the makom iker yeshivasam. The Ritva says a little different.
But Tosfos wouldn't necessarily agree with that. I mean, Tosfos sounds like it's wherever the chasam kal decided to pull down.
Correct.
The rush says that it's really...
Correct, unclear. And the rush says you could make a new makom iker yeshivasam.
Using that faryam, meaning using the party, not the chasam kal.
Right. Well, he says with chasam kal also.
I mean, okay,
yes.
Fine, obviously.
Okay,
but
fair enough. The Ritva actually says something a little different. He says, makom yichud. He says, it's a place where they have yichud. Meaning, it sounds like even if you bring in some new place, as long as you make yichud for them there, that would count as a chuppah. Which, now again, neither of these, according to both of these pshatim, how about what we do nowadays? It's wrong, right? Because nowadays we make sherev brachos in a restaurant, in the parent's friend's house, and then in the aunt and uncle's house, like, you know, we make sherev brachos every place, but it's never makom yichud chasan v'kala. And the Ritva says, how do you make a makom yichud chasan v'kala in the sukkah? Well, you have to, like, make a partition, whatever, okay. And it's certainly not the makom iker yeshivasam. You just go there for one meal. They're not nisyashiv there at all. So, according to both of these pshatim, basically, if you said this is not a halakhic point, psychological point, that would justify our minhag. Yeah, halakhically, you could say sherev brachos wherever you want. This is just a psychological observation. But we paskin, it's a halachic observation. This is the Pesach Halacha. This is the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch paskin, it's a halachic observation. You can't say sherev brachos without a chuppah. Then how do you define chuppah? Chuppah is iker yeshivasam. Then what we're doing is brachah latala. We say sherev brachos, shalom makam iker yeshivasam. If chuppah is a makam yichud, we say it in place that's not a makam yichud. So how do you justify our modern day minhag? So lechori, two ways. The Taz deals with this. He has two ways of justifying our minhag. One is what he says based on the rush, which is not mafurish in the rush. It's a big machlokas. But he says the Taz, al pi the rush, he says, he calls it ikar yeshivasa. Any place they go, because that's where they want to be, is ikar yeshivasa. Any place they go with their friends or relatives, because that's where they want to be. And he says that's called makom ikar yeshivasa, right? Kol makom.
But the rush is not that way beveresh.
Not true.
The rush says that if you go to one place, even with the entire marriage party, just to eat...
Hold on a second. Okay, the way the Taz reads the rush is that if you go someplace just because you're stuck eating there, then that's not a chuppah. Let's say you go to the sukkah because of the halakhas of sukkahs.
Fine.
No, but if you go someplace because you think that's a great place to have a party, then that's called chuppah. That's your Iker Yeshiva for now. So Iker Yeshiva has to be someplace you go because you think that's the right, you want to go there. Not because you're stuck going there.
So it's not Kol Mokum Shaholchem.
You just cut me off the middle of a sentence.
Okay.
Right, says the Taz, Kol Mokum Shaholchem Lechol V'Lismoach Sham shelo b'dochak, right? Any place you go, not because you're stuck. Meaning a chuppah, a sukkah is not a chuppah, because you're stuck going there because the rituals of the holiday, right? If you're like, I don't know, you're like running away, you're hiding someplace, and you have rocks in a basement because you're hiding from the KGB, so that's not a chuppah. You know, if you're, I don't know, you're too poor to afford a nice place, and I don't know, you have to make, or he would say, this actually happened once. You ever been in shiv ruffles on a plane? No. So he would say, you can't make shiv ruffles on a plane's not a chuppah. You had to go to the plane because, I mean, maybe you're a private jet or something because you think it's cool, and, like, you'll show off. That, no, you're on a plane because you have to, like, get someplace, right? On my nephew's benefit flight, there was a couple of shiv ruffles. They weren't going on the plane because they thought that's a great place to party and celebrate their wedding. They were going on planes. So they had to move from one country to another country. As exalted as that move was, right? That's clearly not a chuppah. Because it's not someplace, it's not like you're a restaurant or someplace you make a whole fancy host or a hall or something. No, it's someplace you're stuck. So that is not a chuppah according to their Taz, or according to anyone.
I remember when Moni went by the Tendler, he said that in that situation once, everybody gave their desserts. They would serve everybody's desserts on the basis of that syrup.
Okay, so I'll get back then in a second. Anyway, give me a second. These are the three definitions of chuppah that I've seen in the Mefarshim. Tos says makom ikar yeshivasam, and the pashup shot in the Rashi would say, and if they move permanently, that's an if, or for the rest of the week, that's ikar yeshivasam. But I would have read the Rashi if they just go someplace for 2 hours, that's not ikar yeshivasam. Has to be someplace they actually live. The Rifa says someplace they have yichud. The Taz is based on the Rosh, any place they go to be koveya, they're partying there because the choice place for partying counts as a chuppah, which would justify our minhag of saying shevur brachos in people's houses who know how to make good parties, or in halls or in restaurants, although it would not justify saying shevur brachos on a plane.
Another sense enough for me, I've heard of examples in big Hasidic families or whatever where the chassan and kala just make breakfast one morning and they suddenly realize, oh, we've got a million of people here, like of cousins and whatever, and then they make shiv brachos.
So well, that would be ikri. Well, if that's ikri yeshivasam.
Parents' house.
If they go to, right, then that would not be. But then the Taz has another, yes.
But the Taz is wondering, the clear of the Taz is whether or not it's 7 days or 1 day in the rush. So it has to at least be 1 day. You're taking the Taz much further to even just say to go for an hour or two.
No,
it has to be something significant.
Okay, I don't have the Taz in front of me, but the Taz says a lot of different things there, but I think he says this also. Okay, just the question of how do you justify our minhag, right? How do you justify our minhag? You could say, like B, right? B, but we don't paskin that way. That's not going to help. We don't paskin us. You could say like 3 based on the Taz, right? And that would at least help, not for planes, but for, you know, this would cover sort of regular cases, right? Of where you make a shev brachos party. However, the Taz then has another svara. Different svara. Really unrelated. You could say one without the other. He says that maybe the rule of Ein Simcha El B'chuppah is only when they used to have a chuppah. In the old days, they had a chuppah ikar yeshivas chasim v'kala. So if you went someplace else, then there was no Simcha El B'chuppah. But nowadays, we don't have a makom ikar yeshivas chasim v'kala. I don't mean they don't live someplace. They don't live someplace that anyone would think to make a party. We don't have the meaning of chuppah in the first place. Chuppah meant they had a special place. They lived for 7 days, which is built just for partying. We don't have chuppah now. So maybe since we don't have chuppah now, we can have simcha anywhere because we don't have chuppah. So that's the last part of the Taz. The Taz says, "Bizman hazeh ein chuppah," and therefore, like, what's chuppah? You know, if you mean the chuppah in the wedding hall, like that, they take that down after the ceremony. And if you mean where they live, no one parties where they live. Ein chuppah kimo bizmanam, and therefore v'lachein. Yesh simcha b'chol makom. At least whoever voted for Rabbi Tendler, you know, if you bring out food special for them, right? You have to bring out food special for them. But therefore, the minhag seems to be like this. Sorry, the Taz, that this whole rule only applied to the Zman of Chazal when they had the minhag to have a party in chuppah. Nowadays, when we don't have any special place, chasen kala once the ceremony's over, there's no place that's special for them. Once no place is special, every place is special.
If the whole point is that it's the chuppah itself that generates that happiness, so when you take that away, that doesn't mean that other places is going to...
Correct. So this
he's just single chiddush.
His chiddush is that. It's not that you need the chuppah to generate happiness. It's that if you're not in the chuppah, then it takes away from your happiness.
But they're not in the chuppah. And if you want to say it's because it does look
nice. No, but that's only when you have a chuppah.
So only when the chuppah exists, you going somewhere else with your mind in this.
Correct. Okay, it's a chiddush.
If a chuppah exists and you go out of it, then you're missing. If you don't, it's like, you know, you don't know what you're missing.
You don't know what you're missing. Correct. You don't know what you're missing. Okay. Now let's continue in the Gemara. But either way, so that was a side point, of course, about Shemar Brachos, just how to justify our Manigli Minag. We have three possible ways. One way that we don't pass like, one way that justifies many cases, although it wouldn't justify a plane. And then the Taz, I think, would justify every place as long as you serve special food in honor of the Chasan and Kala.
What if the Kala wasn't up there? Can you have Shemar Brachos without the Kala?
Okay, that's a famous question. You have a Shemar Brachos without the Kala. What if the Kala's in a different building for Tznias, etc.? We're not getting into it now, although many people are machber that you might need both of them. The end of this Gemara, Reb Zeira says something a little cryptic, says Reb Zeira, I'm Reb Zeira, Ana achli besuka v'chadi b'chofa. There are two gersos here. One gersa is what's our gersa again? I ate in the sukkah and rejoiced in the chofa. And even though normally you can't have simcha without the sukkah, it worked. Another gersa is, I ate in the sukkah and rejoiced in the sukkah. The kol shkein dechadi liboy, and for sure I was extra happy. The kol avidna tartiks, I did two things. I did simchas chas makala, and I also did sukkah. Now, here's not clear exactly what Rabbi Zeira is saying. What's the ana? Like, how strong do you take this I of Rabbi Zeira? Like, obviously in the literal sense is this what I did. He's telling you a biographical story from when he was a chasan. But halachically, is this I significant or not? So here there are two ways of taking Rabbi Zeira. What are the two ways of understanding Rabbi Zeira? One is that he's about I. He's not against Rav Avraham Zabda Marav. Of course, a chasan and bnei chopin chushpina bnei chopar apatim resukah. But I personally acted differently, and I ate in the sukkah, and you know what? It didn't hurt my simcha at all. I was fine with it. Right? So he's machra on himself. You know, one could ask, is this a chumra on himself, or maybe this is ikir din for himself because he was on such a madrega that mitzvahs made him so happy. That for him, there was no pshur from sukkah because it didn't take away from his happiness.
What
about his kala? Let's assume ishto kigufo. You know, once you marry, once you're misdabik in a guf kaddish like Reb Zeira, then for sure nothing makes you happier than your husband doing a mitzvah. Right? Because she's pshur from sukkah. But okay, let's assume that works out. Now, one way being is that this is just his personal chumrah. Again, technically, you could say maybe it's not his chumrah. Maybe for him on that madriga, it was a dina, but we'll just call it his chumrah. It was only his personal practice, right? And clearly, the Meiri and others hold that it was a chumrah. His personal chumrah was that he was macher anyway, and he just got so excited about the mitzvah that it didn't even take away from him. The other way of reading it is that no, he's arguing, right? He's saying, oh, I have a disproof. I have a case study that disproves your theory. After all, I'm a regular guy, and I managed to suck at and share with and didn't take away from my sim because it's really not a big deal. It's very nice you have all these svaras. All of a sudden you invent, you know, it's very easy to invent bleeding heart svaras. Oh, it's going to ruin this, it's going to be hard for him that way. He says, give me a break, you know. It's not hard. You sit in the sukkah, you have Shemar Brachos, and it's really fine. I was perfectly happy. And you know what? Doing mitzvahs also makes you happy. It's not a big deal. And he was just using himself as a case study to disprove Rav Zabda and disagree. So, here we have two ways of interpreting Rabbi Zeira.
Okay. It goes better according to the Rishon to hold the tzar here, and not also the mitzvah.
Okay, but let's come back. But you might be allowed to be mocking yourself. So let's just put Rabbi Zeira here. What was Rabbi Zeira? You could say Rabbi Zeira was a personal chumrah, or you could say chumrah, or you could say that it's a machlokas, right? And he holds chayiv. And then if it is a machlokas, then the next question you're going to have to ask is, how do we pass it? Right? If it is machlokes, then do we paskin chayev like Rav Zeira, or do we paskin potter like Rav Avraham Zavta Amar Rav? Okay, who holds each of these shitas?
The Rush holds chayev.
The Rush holds, exactly, this is the Rush. The Rush holds that's a machlokes, and we paskin chayev like Rav Zeira. What's the main, and who does the Rush quote, who holds this also? The Bala Itter, right? I looked it up, it's really there, the Bala Itter. The Rush and the Sefer HaItter hold that, what's the main reason? Like, Mehenchi Tesi, that they would pass like Rabbi Zeira, even if it's Machloka. So you could say he got the last word, but what's their, I think their main reason why they pass like Rabbi Zeira?
Because
Yerushalmi. Because Yerushalmi has, I forget who it was, but there was someone, was a Shoshvin, and he asked, all right, I forget exactly who it was, and he paskin for him, go sleep in your sukkah. Okay, so that seems to imply that we paskin that you're chayim in sukkah. Right, so at least, right, what do you do with Yerushalmi? Then the Yerushalmi is saying that he's chayim in sukkah. That's the Pashup Shad of Yerushalmi, that's where the Russian Iker came from. The Ritva says differently. The Ritva says, we don't pass like Rabbi Zeira, right? The Ritva also seems to admit that it's machlokes, right? But he says that, etc. Here we are. The less hilchasa kavasei, less hilchasa means the machlokes. Rabbi Zeira argues, but we don't paskin like him. So this is the Ritva. Yeah, I admit Rabbi Zeira is a machlokes, that's why I have to paskin, but we don't paskin like him. After all, that was only his personal opinion, but it was not the mainstream opinion. What about the Yerushalmi? Doesn't the Yerushalmi prove possible like him? What did the Ritva say?
Shoshvin,
but more than that, the Shoshvin is also potter all 7 days. Didn't our rabbis say the Shoshvin of the Chup are potter all 7 days? So I was Shoshvin Chayev in the Yerushalmi. It was the off hours. Rav never meant 24/7 that he's potter from Sukkah. He meant he's potter from Sukkah all 7 days. Not 7 days of Sukkah, 7 days of Shavuot. He's potter from Sukkah all 7 days of Mishnah when it's the hours for partying with the Chassan. Here it's an interesting question. Like, was it a slumber party they had for 7 days? Like, you know, it's a little weird. Like, I don't know. Like, if I just got married, I wouldn't want to have, 100 friends over for slumber party. Now, I don't know. Maybe we're different in those days. But, says the Ritva, no, it's not a slumber party for 7 days. You party during the day, and then you rest at night. So, really, he's medayik in Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi didn't say eating. He's medayik. The Bavli is discussing eating or sleeping. Eating, right? Ein simcha l'makom suda. The Yerushalmi is discussing eating or sleeping. Dimoch v'go metal altach. Dimoch is to sleep. Right? So there's no stira. You eat the parties in the sukkah, because that's when your presence is required, but no one invited the Shoshvin to sleep over. They're supposed to go home at night. When you go home at night, like, you have nothing to do with the chuppah. Like, well, of course you should sleep in your sukkah when you go home at night. It's even a strange halakha to think, well, you shouldn't sleep in a sukkah at night. And therefore, he says, no problem. He says that Rav only said putter during the party time, but of course, chayav when he goes home at night. And therefore, there's no steer whatsoever.
What mitzvah is a chas himself, like osikin?
What mitzvah is a chas himself osikin? If we assume he's osikin a mitzvah, which I haven't said yet, I think you would say he's also chayav simchas chas v'kala. As a matter of fact, he has a bigger chiv simchas v'chas v'kala than everyone else, right? It doesn't say in the chumash everyone should be sameach v'kala.
That should happen at night also. No,
so it might be that the chasen might be different. He's talking about the shoshvin, right? It could be the chasen would be putter even at night. It could be that the chasen would be putter even at night, although that might depend. Maybe he and the kala could both go to the sukkah at night, maybe depending on the circumstances. But at least the chasen is on at night. Then you just technically work out, can you have simcha, shalom, makom, shena? You have to, work it out. My intuition is, I think, l'chachmer, but I don't know. But the shoshvin is clearly off at night. Like, you want some downtime. I don't want my friends with me 24/7. I love my friends, but
Doesn't the Me'iri actually say that they're taka?
It's not a crazy happening, especially for the Me'iri. Okay, however, the Me'iri just takes this way, and that's the way many Rishonim sound like also. He says, no, this is a personal chumra of Rabbi Zeira. It's not a machlokas at all. If the halacha is one thing, and then there are always tzaddikim who go with Nimishra Sadin, and especially in this case, I think it's fascinating. You know, I don't really have any makoros to analyze this. But it's fascinating that part of Rabbi Zeira is just going with Nimishra Sadin, and part of his mitzias was different, maybe. Because maybe a regular Tom, Dick, and Harry off the street would not have been happy in the sukkah, and only a holy guy like Rabbi Zeira would be happy in the sukkah. But in any case, that's his personal chumrah, and what does the Me'iri do with the Yerushalmi? He just says, and apparently here he's saying that it's not a different mitzvah, it's just a chumrah. He says that the Yerushalmi is just recommending a chumrah. It's not a psak halach in the Yerushalmi. It's not a psak. It's not a psak that you're chayiv in sukkah. No, it's just recommending a chumrah in the Yerushalmi. Okay, you have to work out. Here's some of the chassan, here's some of the shoshben, but let's assume that somehow, just like the chassan could be machmer, the shoshben could be machmer, and then it works out. And that's, okay, three basic ways of understanding Rabbi Zeira, the maskana bar sugya, and three basic ways of understanding the how that fits with the Yerushalmi. You can also say it doesn't fit with the Yerushalmi if you want. You know, you're a lot of machlokas, but obviously we prefer to get them to work together. The Rambam just stam says putter, which would work best for the Ritva, you know, because usually when you have like a Midas Chasidus of an Amor who's Machmer, the Rambam Mishnah Torah usually writes, but a Midas Chasidus to be Machmer. And especially when the Me'iri, he should have written, you know, but it's good to be Machmer. So it could be that the Rambam would hold like the Ritva here. We don't know for sure. The Rambam doesn't, I mean, at least in this line, he says something. Next line, where he says nothing. But maybe he holds like the Ritva, although, you know, I mean, he clearly doesn't hold like the Rush. You want to say hold like the Me'iri, you could, but you know, then he should have maybe clarified. So Pashtus, he holds like the Ritva. Okay, now we're ready to analyze it. Chesky, when you have a chance, please, to go on a little, or even before we go on. Now we're ready to analyze a very important question, which is the Gemara here never explains what halakhic category this falls into. Why is the Chassan and Shoshbina and Vechopa Ptur in the first place? They were supposed to all the Eitzes. Well, what if they have this trick and that trick? And what if they work it out this way? It never says, like, what's the halakhic reason they're Ptur? And what are the two main possibilities? Right? What's the fundamental machlokas here? Why are they Ptur from Sukkah? One possibility is Osik Mitzvah Ptur Ben HaMitzvah. Right? Because it's a mitzvah. Right? So, here we have... Why are the chassan v'chuli turim min hasukkah? So one possibility is osik mitzvah patur min mitzvah. Okay, who says it's because of osik mitzvah patur min mitzvah? Really? I didn't think so. And the Yonatan didn't think so. And we outvote you. 2-1. 2-1. Okay.
Well, you have to interpret that within Tosfos and Rashi.
So, okay. So first of all, I think Tosfos implies that it's because Osik Mitzvah Patur Min HaMitzvah. Because Tosfos on Daf Rav Bava Min Aleph says that Rashi says these Tanaim later that we haven't read yet don't hold Osik Mitzvah Patur Min HaMitzvah. And Tosfos says, hold on a second. If they don't hold Osik Mitzvah Patur Min HaMitzvah, then they should be Mechayiv in Sukkah. And yet everyone patters from Sukkah, which proves everyone holds Osik Mitzvah Patur Min HaMitzvah. So it's a pretty clear, I don't think there's any way out of it. I think it's a clear implication in Tosfos. Tosfos says, I'll prove to you they hold Patur Min HaMitzvah, also mean Osik Mitzvah Patur Min HaMitzvah, because they exempt it from Sukkah. So obviously, the exemption from Sukkah is because of Osik Mitzvah Patur Min HaMitzvah. He's not commenting on Sukkah, he's bringing it in. And no one even understands that line in Tosfos, because why is he bringing Sukkah into the next brisa, and the next brisa doesn't discuss Sukkah, and all the effort of Shatim in Tosfos, and none of them make sense to me. So I don't even understand this line in Tosfos. But one thing maybe you do, great, tell me afterwards. I mean, don't tell me, I know the Rav Shah, but tell me what you've worked based on that. But regardless of the fact that I don't really understand why Tosos is bringing Sukkah into the discussion on Daf Chavav, like, he's saying, it's obvious they potter from Sukkah, and then why would they potter from Sukkah? How does he know it's obvious this price of potter from Sukkah? It doesn't discuss it. Okay, that's a technical problem, which I'm not going to deal with in Shir, because when it comes to technical problems in Tosfos, I only deal with them in Shir if I have an answer. But one thing is clear. He's assuming Sukkah is because Osek Mitzvah potter and Mitzvah. So one option is Osek B'Mitzvah potter min ha-Mitzvah. And this is clearly Tosfos. Okay, who else holds this because of Osig Mitzvah, Patur Ben Mitzvah? The Meiri here assumes this way, and the Ritva here assumes this way, and the Ran in his first opinion assumes this way, okay, maybe that's all that's on my list right now. The Meiri, the Ritva, and the Ran in his first Deya before he changes his mind, right? All assume it's because of Osek B'Mitzvah, Potter Min HaMitzvah. Of course, what's the reason the Ravid refuses to say it's Osek B'Mitzvah, Potter Min HaMitzvah? Anyone notice? Why did the Ravid refuse to say it's Osek B'Mitzvah, Potter Min HaMitzvah? Right? What?
Shouldn't just say Sukkah.
No. Better than that. Because what?
No, it doesn't fit with the Tanayim.
Exactly. The Ravid and Or Zeruah man, which is anachronistic, right? Because the Ravid holds like the Or Zeruah. And the I say the Or Zeruah for a reason. The Ravid says, Osim and it's a potter and a mitzvah is potter, even if you can make Haim Shnehem. The discussion in our Gemara says, well, maybe you're not potter, you can make Haim Shnehem, right? So then obviously, you can't say it's because Osim and it's a potter and a mitzvah. So what, basically, according to this, what comes out? What comes out is that you then have to say, this is, goes back to what we said earlier, this only works if you hold that Osek B'Mitzvah is Chayav in Efshar L'Kayim Shnehem. Right, because the Shaka Vatari. The Shaka Vatari says, what do you mean you're potter? Why can't you eat in the sukkah and party in the and rejoice in the chuppah? Why can't you eat in the chuppah in the sukkah and rejoice in the sukkah? They try to find options. That Shaka Vatari assumes, like Yosef said, quoting the Ravid, that Shaka Vatari assumes that you're only potter if you have no option. So this only works if you hold your chayiv efter l'kayim shneihem, which happens to be the shita of Tosfos and the Ritva. And the Meiri, and this is where the Ran came from, or like the compromise of the Ran, which is that Osek B'Mitzvah is, let's call it Chayav, Im Efshar L'Kayim Shnehem B'Li Tircha. Right, remember that. This is why the Ran came up with this compromise. He says, I don't really like Tosos. I think you're potter even if you could do both. I think you're potter across the board. But then the Shaka Vatari of Sukkah has to mean something. So it must be what they're saying here is you're not potter if you can do them without Tircha. And they were suggesting that you do it without Tircha. What's the Tircha to party one place or another place? If not more Tircha to be in this apartment than that apartment. But, this is what the Ravid pointed out, but it can't work if you hold Osek B'Mitzvah is potter min ha-Mitzvah afilu hecha de'efshar l'kayen shnehem. And this is, the Ravid says, and this is why I reject this pshat. Because I hold, like yours a ruah, that Osek B'Mitzvah potter min ha-Mitzvah across the board, and I reject this pshat for this particular reason, right? This is why, and I'm sure many others, they just didn't all say it, right? Ravid rejected this pshat. Okay, so that's like ties into our earlier discussion, right? If you're going to call this Osek B'Mitzvah, you're going to be stuck with the Tosos camp, or at least the Ran's compromise, which is, you know, very borderline kind of compromise. But if you really take the Or Zebura Raya Derech, you can't take this pshat, which is what the Ravid says. I refuse to take this pshat because of my understanding of Osig Mitzvah Patur Ben Mitzvah. So what's the other option? The other option is that it's not a din Osig Mitzvah Patur Ben Mitzvah, rather, it's a din of, you don't mean tsar, but you mean mitzvah. Right? It's a din of, if no mitzvah is part of Musukkah, Hochi Drachim is part of Musukkah, lots of non-mitzvah people are part of Musukkah. Right? That's what we discussed last time, right? A lot of people are part of Musukkah. Right? And here, I'm going to generalize, if you will forgive me, you could say, no, it's because of mitzvah pater min Musukkah. Or, teishvu ke'ein taduru. And the reason why I'm not going to like separate between the Rishonim saying Mitzar Patur Min HaSukkah and the Rishonim saying Teishvu Ke'ein Taduru, either Mitzar Patur Min HaSukkah, meaning it's tsar to ruin your wedding party, and therefore you Patur Min HaSukkah, or Teishvu Ke'ein Taduru. Just like if you were in your house and it shtered your wedding party, you would move from your house to a better hotel. So if you're in the Sukkah and it ruins your wedding party, you would move. The reason I'm not going to separate them is because all the Rishonim pretty much write that the reason Mitzar is Patur is to Teishvu Ke'ein Taduru. So they're a very similar concept. Who writes this explicitly? That it's because of Mitzar or Teishu Kein Taduru, right? The Rush and the Ravid, they both say that it's that's because of Mitzar, and the Balamor, who says Teishu Kein Taduru, and the Ra'ah, and I'm sure I'm forgetting someone, they say this other pshat. Okay. The round of the second day, I think he said explicitly in the second day, if I recall correctly. I can't find the Ran in this version. I should really stop complaining about it and just get over it. All right. Tomorrow, I'm going to get over the fact that they changed the datum of the Ran. But today, you'll just let me go. You know, you need an adjustment period. What? And does it say explicitly why it is? But obviously, he holds that. Clearly, this would be the Mochamos. Although I don't know if he explicitly deals with it because he doesn't talk about Sukkah so much. But yeah, obviously. The problem is that they talk less about Mishum the Mitzdair. Yeah, the Ran says Mitzdair, right? The Ran, Day of Days. And obviously the Mochamos. Okay, this is one approach. This is the Machlokas. Now we have the same Machlokas in the next Brisa. What do we see in the next Brisa? Tana Rabbanan, not next Brisa. The first one wasn't a Brisa. It was a Meimah. Tana Rabbanan, Chasim Shashvim and Chopa Nechopa, Ptur Minat Tfilin Minat Tfilin Chami Kriyashma. Chasim Shashvim and Nechopa are Potter from Tfilin and Tfila, and they're Chayiv and Kriyashma. And Mishum Rabbi Sheila Amru, Chasim Potter Shashvim and Chopa Nechopa Chayavin. The mainstream shot, we're not going to go through all the pshat and Rabbi Sheila, the mainstream shot is that he agrees that they're all potter from tefillin and tefillah. He only disagrees about kriyashma, where he says the chasan is potter, unlike Tanakama, and everyone else is chayav, like the Tanakama. So he's just one step removed from Tanakama. He only argues about chasan and kriyashma, where he potters it. Okay, before we get to that, what about this brisa? Why are the chasan v'chuli p'turim min ha-tfila u-min ha-tfilin? Forget about possibly one of them in kriyashma. Right? So here, you have the exact same machlokas. Why are they potter from tfila and tfilin, etc.? Right? Who says because of Osek B'mitzvah, Potter B'mitzvah? Right? So, Tosos assumes that. He says they must hold Osek B'mitzvah, Potter B'mitzvah, and he makes it sound like that's what's behind what they're saying. Right? He doesn't say, and that's why they say what they say, but it really sounds like that's what they mean. So, you could say it's because of Osek B'mitzvah, Potter min ha-mitzvah, that is the mashmos of Tosfos. I don't think you can get out of it. I think it's pretty clear in Tosfos. Tosfos says, they must be holding Osek B'mitzvah, Potter min ha-mitzvah, because otherwise they would hide in the sukkah. Because that's certainly what it sounds like. The Ron in his first day, it sounds like that. And the just give me half a second. The Ritva also says, Hanachu the high tanis are also good for me. So lefikach tur mi tefillah with tefillah, right? The Ritva. Where do you see the
Rav?
He says, Umi kol mitzvah samurus b'torah. Since he says, Umi kol mitzvah samurus b'torah, then you're sort of, which is clearly his girsa. Was kol mitzvah samurus b'torah. So according to that girsa, why are they patur from all mitzvahs? Like, we can't really think of a good reason why they're patur from all mitzvahs in the Torah, other than Osig mitzvah, patrona mitzvah, right? So, the Lechora, the Rabbeinu Hanano, right? He doesn't say it explicitly, but that's clear, because he patred them, shepatram mi kol ha-mitzvos. And if you're going to patr them from all the mitzvos, then it really sounds like that's Osig mitzvah, patr min ha-mitzvah. Okay, however, many Mefarshim assumed otherwise, right? Many Mefarshim assumed otherwise, such as Rashi, right? Rashi didn't comment anything about Sukkah, right? But Rashi assumed, he says explicitly, they don't hold Osig Mitzvah Patra Mitzvah.
Only Mishum Rabbi Shila.
No. Less like Lahani Tanoi, but Lashon Rabin. No, Hani Doi Rabin. Who are the Rabin? The Tanakhama and Rabbi Shela.
No.
So who are the Rabin?
No. That's not what it means.
Shum Rabbi Shela. Amru.
No. I think it's Pasha to me. Hani Doi Viz Tanoi. He could have said the Rabbi Shela. No, okay. Check the Masitha.
That's where you got it from.
What?
Mishum Rabbi Shela Amru. Mishum.
Ah, the Amru, the Tanakh of Rabbi Shela.
Right.
Ah, that's what clever.
That's not what the Balaam
wore. The whole time in this Gemara, there's this, you have to stick in contact with these machlokas between Tanakhama and Mishum Rabbi Shela.
Interesting. I don't think that's Pashup Shah.
That's Pashup Shah.
That's what Marshall says.
That would obviously, he says that in order to justify the sukkah. Like, how does he know the Tanakhama passes from sukkah? Because Tanakhama is not Hani Tanoi. But I think that's not hook. First of all, even if Tosus meant it, doesn't mean Rashi did. And, Yesh Ladon, I hear the Taina. I think the Pashup Shan Rashi is still less the Lahani Tanoi is, he doesn't mean Rabbi Shela.
Yeah.
He just says Amru. Pashup Shan is it mean Tanakam and Rabbi Shela. Okay, Kesky is with me. That outfits Chaim.
You see
what you've been doing with statistics.
But that isn't independent. He's from your base medrash. He's Mechuyam too. That doesn't.
No, he's really not. You don't know him well enough. Correct. Unless you want to say he meant those segments, and that's what he gives to the kind of shnei. If you want to be the chai. Okay. Anyway, let's assume I hear the taina. Maybe we'll get back to it. You could say because of a local technical problem, right? You could say because of a local problem in tefillah u'tefillin, and not because of osig mitzvah patur mitzvah. What, by the way, now, who holds, by the way, that's not osig mitzvah patur mitzvah? Pashas, I think Rashi, even Pashas Hani Tanoi. You know what? Even if you want to believe the Maharsha, that Tosfos who said Rashi Hani Tanoi is only Rabbi Shela, but if you would have asked the Maharsha, do you think that's Pshat and Rashi? He would have said, of course I don't think that's Pashup Pshat and Rashi, but it must be, because now Tosfos must have understood him, because otherwise it can't make sense of Tosfos. I don't think the Maharsha read Rashi, he wanted to say that. He was just stuck. He's a very difficult Tosfos, and it's very nice that Bednarsh can get up here and say, it's a very difficult Tosfos, I don't have an answer, so I'm not getting into it, but the Maharsha was not allowed to do that, so he did the best he could.
Well, maybe this
and, you know, and better than I could. But that doesn't mean he thinks that Pashup Pshat and Rashi.
Well, you said the Tosos are very difficult. Maybe this then puts into perspective what's going on.
Okay, but let's just see who goes on this list. Rashi says it is a local issue and it's not. Osig mitzvah, patur mitzvah. Who else says very clearly? The Yaravid, the Balamor. And here we have clearly, just because the Mochamos doesn't discuss Sukkah, although Minastan you'd say the same thing, right? The Mochamos, the Rush is also very clear about this. Correct. Who else? Wait, is it the Ron in his second day? Am I missing anyone who had on the sheet? Anna did the Ra'ah also is very clear. The truth is that the Ra'ah is really talking about this case. He's not really talking about Sukkah, right? When it comes to the Sukkah, I don't know if he says anything there. But okay, min hastam, we shouldn't hold the same thing by Sukkah and by Tefillin, unless you can prove otherwise. I think that the... and the Ra'ah. Okay, now here, the only one who crosses lines is the Me'iri. The Me'iri is very clear that the Ptur of Sukkah is because of Oseik B'mitzvah, but the Ptur of Tefillah and Tefillin, and the Hagmin of Kriya Shema, at least, is not because of Oseik B'mitzvah, Ptur of Mitzvah. But why does the Me'iri cross lines? For a very technical reason. What's the very technical reason the Me'iri crosses lines? Why does he think Sukkah, again, no other Rishon says one thing by one paragraph and the next thing by the next paragraph. Theoretically, maybe someone doesn't say something you could invent, but I wouldn't, right? The Me'iri is very clear. The Ptur of Sukkah is Oseik B'mitzvah. Very clear. The Ptur of Tefillin Tefillah is not Oseik B'mitzvah, but for a very technical reason. What's his technical reason?
Shichrus.
No. It's his technical reason why he differentiates between this and this. Because when do you do Tefillah Tefillin? When do you do Tefillah Tefillin? And Kriya Shema, for that matter. Right? Shachris Arvis in the off hours. Right? Similar to what Ritva said about the Rishami. The Me'iri says the Sukkah is during the main. You party during the main hours of Sukkah. But Tefillah Tefillin, I don't understand. You don't party 24/7. You get up in the morning. What, you're not allowed to take a shower in the morning because you're busy partying with the chassan? About you get up in the morning. You're not allowed to, whatever you do before you go to sleep at night. Watch the 11 o'clock news before you go to sleep at night because you're busy partying the chassan? No, you have off hours. And davening is generally in the off hours. I'm not sure what he just said about mincha. But that's what the Me'iri says here. And tefillin, when do you put on tefillin? You put on tefillin in the morning. That doesn't interfere. So that's why the Me'iri just, if we say that the Me'iri seems to be so certain himself, I mean, he's not, like, it's not my answer. He explains that he's not so certain himself. Says the Me'iri, he says the problem is Sukkah is during party hours, but Shachris and Mariv, at least, is during the off hours, and of course, in the off hours, there's no mitzvah of Simchas Chasam Akala, so why are they putter? They must be putter for a different reason, because even in the off hours, they would have problems of Kavana and Shechrus and etc. Okay, but that's just a technical point that we needn't sit on for too long. Most people have a...
Doesn't he address that point by
and, also he says, and then he goes back to Sukkah and says, hold on. So in Sukkah also, why aren't they at least chayiv in the off hours, right? And he answers the same thing he said by Shluchim Mitzvah, which is that there's a special rule in Sukkah, which is that when you're potter because of a mitzvah from Sukkah most of the day, then it becomes a general tour the whole day and we're not much of you to sometimes go to a Sukkah and sometimes not. So you got to use that trick, L-E-S, hold on a second. If you're not using mitzvah during off hours, then shouldn't you at least have to eat in the sukkah and sleep in the sukkah during your off hours? And the answer is that, no, it's a special rule in sukkah that if you're potter most of the time, then you're potter legamrei, which we had mentioned earlier in the concept of shluchim mitzvah, which is a little hard to understand, but is clearly his shita. Now, let's just do one more technicality. What is the local problem in tefillah and tefillin that would make you potter if not for oseik b'mitzvah? So, the... What is actually the technical, what is the technical issue? So Rashi says here, tefillah is because of kavana, right? You need a lot of kavana. And what he's saying is not only mitzvah patur and mitzvah. It's just kavana. And if you'll ask, I don't understand. A guy without any tour chooses to be worked up and busy and not have kavana. That really patur from tefillah? Just because the guy's stam is in a distracted state, he's patur from tefillah? So the answer is, again, I'm not talking about halacha maisa nowadays. Nowadays, the Rishonim already have a svara that nowadays we're on such a low madrega that we daven even without kavana. But theoretically, if you look at the brachos, the answer is yes. You're patur from tefillah when you don't have kavana, even without a special tour, right? When one of the Amorim says when he came back from a trip, he didn't daven for 3 days because he wasn't calm and collected yet. Meaning, Taka, there's a separate rule. Anyone who is distracted is patur from tefillah because they don't have kavana, and you don't need no sikma mitzvah. It's just an internal rule of tefillah. We are not used to thinking that way, maybe because we have low standards of tefillah. But in the days of Chazal, there's a special rule that when they made the din of tefillah, they exempted anyone who doesn't have kavana. So tefillah, and the Rambam brings down la halacha, correct, it could be because of kavana, and that's a valid tour. Or there's another option, that's what Rashi says. What does the Ravid say the reason for tefillah is? Right, this is Rashi and the Milchamos and others. The Ravid says shichros. There's a drunkenness, right? Now, what about shachas v'arvis? I don't know. Maybe you're only potter from the duchening in the morning. Okay. Either you say maybe takir chayim and shachros. They only meant the later davenings, or maybe they were 24 hours. But because of shichros, this is what the Ravid says, and the Ran. And because it's a big issur to daven when you're drunk, right? And therefore, Chazal pottered anyone who's in a situation where they'd likely be drunk from davening in order to avoid the issur of davening drunk.
What, we have said these are two different things?
You don't have to, but they seem to, because the Ravid doesn't focus on, since you're drunk, you won't be able to focus on you won't be able to have kavanah. He says, since you're drunk, you'll violate the issur of davening drunk. You know, you could get you get 750 shekels and 6 points for drunk davening. It's a big isser. It really is. I don't mean to make light of it. It actually is. Okay, and then there's a third shot.
But Rashi himself says by tefillin.
By tefillin. But apparently, he was not worried about that by tefillah. Why?
Lechor. Which tefillin of tefillah? Meaning what?
No, lechor, what he thought was that he was worried about the level of shikros that would be a problem for tefillin, but he wasn't worried about the higher level of shikros that would be a problem for tefillah. I'm speculating. Maybe a little shechris is a problem for tefillin, but only a lot of shechris is a problem b'dieved for tefillin. Maybe that's why. Okay, there is another possibility, which the Ra'ah. The Ra'ah takes a different possibility. He says, it's tam a kula midrabanan. Right? That's what the Ra'ah says. It's a kula midrabanan. Since tefillah is drabanan, they didn't really want to be on shriach, these people. So they made a special kula. Not the most important, but a special kula. Not because of kavod or shechris. Stam, chazal, since tefillah is drabanan, heimam, where they exempted him.
Saying that it's sakhut because he might be drunk. You're dealing, you're on the suffix, you're taking someone who might put tefillin for sure for it.
So you have to say there are bonamidic zegra that in places where you're likely to get drunk, you shouldn't daven to be on the safe side.
Yeah, okay. It's very strange because they're mavatel on suffix, they're mavatel a doraisa.
I hear your taina, but tefillah's not necessarily doraisa. Okay, but on the other hand, tefillin is no raisa, but bizoyan tefillin is a very serious esser, so you have to weigh it. You're right, it's a chiddush. Osig mitzvah would be easier. And by tefillin, you all... Correct. Maybe that's a formal xera, maybe this is a formal xera. Okay, by tefillin, there are different formulations, though they all seem to be much more similar, right? By tefillin, everyone says, what's the problem? What does Rashi say? Shichrus v'kalus rosh. Shichros v'kalos rosh. Okay, some of the Rishonim say bizayim tefillin. Or the bizayim tefillin is because of the shichros v'kalos rosh. Some of them say it's hetzik hadas. I mean, the hetzik hadas is shichros v'kalos rosh. You have to be your nizer in tefillin, right? Shichros v'kalos rosh, zehiros v'kedushas tefillin. You know, I don't think there's more than one shot. There's just different ways of saying it. Basically, this is a case where you're going to be very lightheaded and drunk and fooling around, and that is usser to wear tefillin in that case, and therefore better not to wear tefillin than to wear tefillin to isser. What about Kriya Shema? Why are they chayiv? What's the difference between Kriya Shema and Tefillah? So the answer is, well, for Rashi, he says, because it's easy to have Kavanah in Kriya Shema, because you only need one Pasuk. Right? And if it's Shechris, those are Shechris in Kriya Shema. And if it's a matter of Durabanan, then Kriya Shema is the Raisa, so they can't be Mekel. So we understand why they're chayiv in Kriya Shema. Okay, now, one thing that was very peculiar to me, tell me if you all didn't find this peculiar also. What would you have said? Would you have said they're patur because of osik mitzvah, patur and a mitzvah, or because of some other reason? What would you have said? If you didn't have any rishonim, what would you have said? Osik mitzvah, patur and mitzvah. Why? Because there's a rule of osik mitzvah, patur and mitzvah. It's a mitzvah. So, like, why not? Right? So, it's a little funny that what about the other pshat? Like, why would anyone say the other pshat? Ah, but just go back to what we said before. No, because most mitzvahs is Efshel L'Kayim Shneihem, but Tefillin Tefillin is Efshel L'Kayim Shneihem, right? That's what Tosa says, right? And then what would you be saying? You'd just be saying that Tefillah and Tefillin is Efshel L'Kayim Shneihem, because if you're really party, Kamosha Tzarech, I know there's going to be like a chanun here in the crowd. Who's going to say, what do you mean? I can party and still do tefillin tefillin. Okay, but if you really knew how to party, you would see that you can't really party and have tefillin tefillin, and it's Efshel L'Kayim Shneihem, as opposed to Kriya Shema, which is Efshel L'Kayim Shneihem. Just take everything I wrote over there on the board and bring it here. Obviously, this makes more sense if you're going to say, either like Tosos, or at least like the Ran, that tefillin, Kriya Shema, it's not even a Tirchel L'Kayim Shneihem, it's so short. Okay, and that's why, now, and how about other mitzvahs? So, Enochanami, out of the other, 610 mitzvahs, so some of them need to be chayiv, some of them need to be patur, it depends which Efshel L'Kayim Shneihem. And we're just discussing the routine ones, which are Efshel L'Kayim Shneihem, which aren't. Now, I just have a simple question.
No, but it'd be too clear against the Orzura.
What?
Or for Orzura people.
The Orzura people would take the other approach.
So I'm saying, so that's why...
Yeah, Enochanami. Okay, correct. So... absolutely. Let me ask the question a different way. If you say, if it's not potter because of osik b'mitzvah, why not? And here I mean, let me say it better. I don't mean why didn't you say that, because then the answer could be right there as a rule. What I mean is, not why didn't they say that. Why, Taka, aren't you potter? Right? Why aren't they potter? After all, they are oskim b'mitzvah. I just want pashup shat. I'm not saying one of this. Pashup shat, they're taka oskim b'mitzvah. Why aren't they potter? So Rashi here says something radical. What does Rashi say that's radical here? And who agrees with Rashi? Who's the only one who agrees with Rashi and gets a little beaten up for it? The Balamor. Agrees with Rashi, and I mean, he gets beaten up no matter what he does. Poor guy. He lived in a tough neighborhood. But the Balamor and Rashi say something radical here, which is Rashi and the Bal Hamor. He says that, and again, without getting into the Marsha yet, that this Brisa, or these Tanoim, and you can say the same thing about Sukkah if you want, although Rashi doesn't comment on Sukkah, right? Which is that this Deya, or we'll just call it the Brisa, and you can apply it to Sukkah if you want, holds, or doesn't hold, Osik b'mitzvah, potter min ha-mitzvah. Okay, that, as you can imagine, is very radical. Why is this so radical? Because, in all of Shas, we never heard of anyone who holds that Osik b'mitzvah is not potter min ha-mitzvah. Right? Meaning, mehechitation is such a deya. Right? It's very, very peculiar. And it's exceedingly peculiar. So the Baal Mor tries to bring this alleged truth of the rift that no one even knows if it really exists or not. Says, no, it's like the Chacham in Bracha says the Chosson wants to, he can say Kriya Shema. And, okay, there are ways to, like, answer that up, but the Pashup Shat is, like, the Rav says, that's ridiculous. What are you talking about? Like, that's not whether he's allowed to be Machmer. No one in Bracha says the Chosson's Chayiv in Kriya Shema. No one says Shluchay Mitzvah are Chayiv in Sukkah. No one ever said, who ever heard of such a Mandomer? So you could always say, now we heard of the Mandamar. Right? But that's what. Yeah, you could always say, now we heard of the Mandamar. But it's very strange to say that there's such a Mandamar. Okay? But that's what Rashi and the Balamor held.
They also have the Rebbe's completely line working in their paper.
Ah, correct. Where might they get something out of it? The next part says, L'chaim divra Yossi, the Balamor points out. L'chaim divra Yossi ha'galili, who says, Osi mitzvah and a mitzvah. What do you mean, L'chaim divra Yossi ha'galili? Yeah, but L'chaim divra Hashem Yisparach. The answer is no, because that shows Rabbi Yossi clearly held that, but others didn't. Okay, so there you're right. You have the smach, the source in Shas is a diuk from Lekayim Divrei Rabbi Yossi Haglili in the next. In the next brisa, after all, that shows that other people don't hold this. So these are the people who do not hold osek b'mitzvah, potter b'mitzvah. It's a little strange to figure out why Rashi was nidchak to say this. It's still dachuk to say this. This is a different mind of Omer. Why was Rashi nidchak to say this? At least, he didn't comment on sukkah, but at least Rashi, I mean about this aspect, at least about the Kriya Shema and Tefillin Tefillin, why was he nidchak to say this? So here, it's not 100% clear. Why was Rashi Nidchak to say this? Like, why couldn't he just say, Taka, so sing that's about the mitzvah, Shalom al Yisrael?
Because it's an Arzur.
So you have two options. That's not what any of the Rishonim assume. But you have two options. Why didn't Rashi just say, Osek b'mitzvah, Pater min ha-mitzvah? Okay. I apologize for not saying a lot of hakiras. I'm just trying to give a shot in the Gemara. Why didn't? So Yonatan says, and I think I saw this in the Achronim, but I forget where. I couldn't see this explicitly in the Rishonim, but maybe you can find it. One option is because he holds like the Ravid and the Orzarua that Manda Amar Osek V'chuli would say Potter Afilu Im Efshar L'Kayim Shnehem. Ah, but this price is Chayiv in Kriya Shema. So that shows that you're Chayiv with Efshar L'Kayim Shnehem, right? Even if Efshar L'Kayim Shnehem, and would exempt them. Them all from Kriya Shema and Kala Mitzvos. Ah, but they don't exempt them from Kriya Shema and Kala Mitzvos. So that shows if you're an Arzurua man, then push it. The problem is it's not so clear if Rashi is an Arzurua man or not. On the one hand, you could say Rashi is an Arzurua man. He's the first one who said that Shulchei Mitzvah are potter even when they camp. Ah, maybe when they camp, they can build a sukkah. I mean, maybe. Not a good proof. So that shows he's potter even Efshul Lekayim Shnehem. You could say that in Rashi, or you could say, this is what the Balamor and the Meiri assume, the Balamor here, and the Meiri in Brachos, what they assume Rashi meant, and the Balamor agrees, the Meiri doesn't, yeah, okay, I know you're going to ask me a kasha on this. But, okay, he... one second. I hope it's not. He understood that they referred even to the first night. This is a big deal in the post, in the after we showed him, right? Yeah. Showed him saying, how can you be chayv in Kriya Shema? Don't we know the Mishnah Brachos is potter from Kriya Shema? The obvious answer that you and I would have said, what's the obvious answer we would all have said? Is that? Yeah, that's the first night until he did the Maisa, and here's the rest of the time after he did the Maisa. It's a different case. It's later nights. That's what most Rishonim say. However, the Balamor and the Sefer Yashar Rehan Tam say, no, this price is also only the first night. Mitaka argues on the Mishnah Brachos. Okay, that's a big Kiddush. And he understood they referred even to the first night, and did not exempt chasson on the first night from mitzvos. And that's why they don't hold osig mitzvah potter min a mitzvah, because they argue against the Mishnah in Brachos. Okay, that's how the Balamor understands. That's the way he understands. That the Mishnah in Brachos exempts the chas on the first night. And this Brisa is talking about even the first night. It's Machayim the chas on the first night. And even Rabbi Sheil exempts him from Kriyas by the first night. There's Machayim and other mitzvahs the first night. Okay, I agree that Yonatan's reading is more straightforward. All right, even though that the Rishonim all take Rashi and say if he's bothered about the first night. They don't say what Yonatan said. But okay, you can pick which way you want to go with Rashi. Is it that he just knows a real man? And he held that if you hold those you pater a mitzvah, you pater everyone across the board without any questions asked. And therefore, and that's why he said they must not hold those by mitzvah. Or, like the Rishonim, no, he understood, even though, I don't know why he had to, that our Bryce is putting even the first night, he's going against the Mishnah in Brachos. Why would he go against the Mishnah in Brachos? Because he disagrees with the principle. Okay, there's more to say in Rashi, but we're going to leave it for now. This is Rashi. This is Rashi. We'll give him Roman numeral 1. But that's not what most of the Rishonim say. What do all the other Rishonim say? Why it's not Osig Mitzvah Patron Mitzvah? Yeah?
I had a question on the first one. That would assume that you wouldn't need a Shonim. If you would be a Patur of Osig Mitzvah Patron Mitzvah that would apply to something like Kriyashma, then you wouldn't need an additional pasuk to teach it to you on the first night.
You wouldn't. That's the pasuk for the whole thing.
No, the chasson is specific, a second
pasuk. Ah, because the chasson's not osik, he's only tarred, and he's only tarred the first night.
So, meaning, if you're going to say that we have a special patur, that osik mitzvah would apply on every other night, except for the first night, and the first night
I see what you're saying. I see what you're saying. And you'd have to say...
Even though it was ruined, I would have to say that you would be obligated to Kriyashma on the first night. If they held this was a mitzvah. Otherwise, it's not a mitzvah, then this whole question goes up.
You're saying everyone has to read the chasson's pater from in the second night if he did a ma'isa, pater from Kriyashma. So how could anyone think that mandar osig mitzvah pater on a mitzvah would pater you here? Unless you say that the Mishnah in Brachos is also not the mandar or osig mitzvah pater on a mitzvah according to this read. But then you have to say, osig mitzvah is not pater, but Torah is. Yosef had a very sharp question. If you take Yonatan's read, Rashi says he's an orz a real man. He thinks really everyone's potter from everything. And this Brisa must not hold from Osik as potter. What about the Mishnah Brachos? They didn't hold your potter all 7 nights. So they must also be manda amar, Osik is the eno potter and a mitzvah, which proves that even if you hold Osik is not potter, your old turret is, which
maybe,
might be exactly what Rabbi Sheila says, because Rashi's lustrous is Rabbi Sheila, your turret.
Maybe you're not Osik with some chabot.
Right, in which case, or you say you're not also a simcha v'layla, and his diak wasn't from the fact they didn't exempt from tefila, from kriyashma, it's that they didn't exempt from kol mitzvos. Okay, so let's just go on for a moment to now. What do all the other Rishonim say? Why is there no ketorah osig mitzvah here? Because it's not a mitzvah. Right, who says this? The Malamor says it's not a mitzvah. The Ravid says it's not a mitzvah. The Rush says it's not a mitzvah, at least for the B'nai Chuppah. The Ran says in a second day it's not a mitzvah. The Ra'ah says it's not a mitzvah. Okay, that's a lot of people, no? Right? Einam oskim b'mitzvah. Who says they're not oskim mitzvah? The Ravid. The Balamor also says this, even though he doesn't need it here. The Mochamo says this. The Ran in his second day says it. The Ra'ah says it. The Rush says it, at least about the Shoshbinan. He's not clear about the Chasson. That's the problem in the Rush. If you look in the Echonim, they'll have trouble following the Rush because it's not clear when he's talking about the Chasson, when he's talking about the Mechopah. He says they're not dealing with Osek B'mitzvah. Okay, simple question. Here is something which is astounding. Why no Rishon ever asked this question? Why aren't they Osik mitzvah? Isn't it a mitzvah? It's astounding to me. It didn't surprise you that none of Rishon ever bothered to explain why they're not doing a mitzvah? I always thought it was a mitzvah. You never thought it was a mitzvah.
It doesn't surprise me. I just think that they're so diametrically different. What's the status of chasen v'kala and sumeh chasen v'kala?
Okay, why not? Why aren't they osking a mitzvah? So here, do you see the carbon asanel? He's so desperate. He says, of course they're osking a mitzvah. It's posh they're osking a mitzvah. How could the Rush say they're not osking a mitzvah? He must have meant lav davka. He really meant they're osking a mitzvah, but it's efshel l'kayim shneim. He didn't really mean it. Okay, that's a little tricky because he says it. But he's so desperate as to say that they didn't really mean it. So here, this is a mystery. I don't know why the Rishonim didn't discuss it. So says the carbon asanel. He says, the Rush at least didn't really mean it.
Rabbi, why can't you say what I said? How can you really say that?
It's not
said,
a mitzvah?
Is that a bona fide mitzvah?
Is that a bona fide mitzvah? Good question. Is it a mitzvah? Maybe not. You're saying it's not a mitzvah?
It is. But it's a dabar she'en lo gavua. What's the problem?
What? Mesameh chas mekala.
How much?
Okay, the Rambam.
What? So the Rambam says it's a mitzvah drabbanan, but it's also a daraisa v'yachtel reyacha kamocha. So look, what you could say is...
Is it the Rambam has no attack?
You could say, and here I'm just guessing. You could say is that maybe it's only osek b'mitzvah drabbanan. Eino pater mi mitzvah daraisa. Or even, maybe even a mitzvah at all. Right? But let's say at least be mitzvah d'oraisa. Maybe you could say it's only d'rabbanan. Shiva Shei Mishta is only d'rabbanan, right? Meaning what?
Hakbalas
Ah, maybe you could say Osei d'rabbanan doesn't pot you. Then you get into a problem that Hakbalas Be'erav is also only d'rabbanan, and you have a problem with Rashi. So you could say we don't hold like Rashi, or you could say that Hakbalas Be'erav is really d'oraisa, because then it gets tricky though, because really Hakbalas Be'erav is part of. We'll see, either learning Torah or Kvot Talmid HaChamim, both which are Doraisa. So it's just a Drabbanan application of a Doraisa, although of course they get into trouble because the Chas V'Kala is a Drabbanan application of the Kabbalah. So
you're going back and forth, is it a mitzvah?
Exactly.
They discuss.
Correct. So at least it's a discussion. If you want to say mitzvah Drabbanan doesn't pop to you, and maybe you can say that wasn't a Kabbalah's Pnei Rabo, it was Talmud Torah, which is Doraisa. Like an important shear they couldn't miss, then maybe you could answer that, Morty.
Can't you say that Misame Chatzim Kala is very, it's different than a lot of other, but there's no shear to it. If you go in, you Misame Chatzim Kala, you're at the wedding, and you go crazy and dance in front of them, and then you sit down because you're tired for the next hour, and you're not, you've been Mekayim, and it's not something that you have to do continuously.
Okay, but I'm not sure if that matches the Lashon they've shown that you're not doing a mitzvah. Like the Rosh says, the mitzvah's over. You know, it's a little funny. But I'll tell you what the Bach says. Maybe that'll make you happy. The Bach says that his Lashon is also not so clear. He says, they're not Osek b'meleches mitzvah. The Rav wanted to say, by the way. He wants to say, that's not Osek b'mitzvah. It's not like a formalized action. But then he got into trouble, because Shluchei Mitzvah, when they are traveling on the road, is also not a formalized action. So then he gave up there. But the Bach says a little different. The Bach says that they're not Osek b'meleches mitzvah. Meaning, they're doing a mitzvah, but they're not working on the mitzvah. I think what he means is this. There are certain mitzvahs you have to, like, work to do. You know, I'm not talking about Tirudah, I'm talking about Isok. Like, traveling on the road, even though it's not a formal action, you're working on a mitzvah. Simchas Chasam V'Kala, and maybe this is not totally different from what Morty's saying, it's not like you have to work something, Zemeach Chasam V'Kala, like, everyone doesn't have to get badchan. It means you have to, like, be around and create an atmosphere of simcha, right? Being around and creating an atmosphere of simcha might not be a real isuk. That's not a real isuk. Maybe that's more like wearing tzitzis. Yeah, I'm wearing tzitzis, but I'm not really doing malacha now. It's just like I'm a mekayim mitzvah, but maybe I'm not really working now. And the p'tur is only when you're really working. And it could be that being at a shevur bracha, it's like if you think about it, is being at a shevur bracha the same as like traveling to learn Torah? Is being a shevur bracha the same as like, you know, feeding an animal, that's an aveda, is no, being the shev bracha, I'm sort of there. You know, I'm being mekayim a mitzvah, but I'm not like working when I'm at the shev brachos. So it could be, maybe that's what the Bach means. The Bach says that they are mekayim a mitzvah, aval eino osek bimeleches mitzvah. Meaning, it's not like kosvei shvarim tefillin mezuzos. Kosvei shvarim are working hard. Here, you're hanging out and doing a mitzvah, but you're not really working. It's like in Kibbutz HaBa'im. one guy, kibbutz of aim, I have to go like cook food for my father. That is kibbutz of aim, my father likes when I visit, I'm visiting. So maybe they're both doing a mitzvah. It's very different. One guy's mamash working, and the other guy's just toch a day that he's living, he's also doing a mitzvah. But he's not working. So I think here also, that's the bach means, it's like wearing tzitzis. I might be, even no one, even there's a room in pocket while I'm wearing tzitzis. Because maybe I'm a kayim a mitzvah, but, I don't know about the Baruch Hu, but at least the Erzurum wouldn't. I'm a kayim a mitzvah, I mean, in this case, no one would. But I'm not busy working on the mitzvah, and maybe here also I'm not busy working. Okay, maybe that's the answer. Either they mean it's, or you can mamish say it's not a mitzvah at all, even, I mean, Moshe made a dakan of shivas yimei mishnah. So unless you want to say, no, Moshe dakan of shivas yimei mishnah is that there's a halot shivas yimei mishnah, which requires certain brachos. But he wasn't actually metakin that you should make parties. You know, it's a little dachuk, pashta. So most metakin she was made mishnah, he means he's metakin that people shouldn't have parties. And then whoever goes to the party is mekayim that mitzvah. So it's hard to say it's not even a mitzvah drabbanan. Okay, Yonatan is a Scrooge. As far as he's concerned, or maybe he's just a brisker. What do you mean? Shivas made mishnah means that it's a mitzvah, there's a chalos mishnah in the yom. It has nothing to do with actually like being happy and having a good time. Okay, could be, but that's a chiddush.
Would you still say Simcha B'mono if the Chasan and Kala is not happy at that moment? Would you still say the Birkas Chasanim if the Chasan and Kala didn't happen to be happy at that moment? Say they had a fight the previous night, so they tell everybody, you know, we had a fight the previous night, you can't say the Birkas Chasanim. There's never such a thing. And so I'm not sure it's telling on mom's.
Okay, you're a brisker, Beseder. Okay, Mutar Lecha. Okay.
I don't know where the rabbi got stuck. I mean, the Divinch Lochay Mitzvah, they're going to craft an action.
Yeah, but they're not doing a formal.
Yeah, but they're going to be doing it.
That's interesting. Okay.
And they're just winding down.
Okay, I hear the taina. Okay. Now, we don't have so much more time. I just want to point out one thing, and then we have like 7 minutes. What did the Rambam think about this brisa of the Tanakhama and Rabbi Shela? What does the Rambam think of the brisa of Tanakhama and Rabbi Shela? Well, does the English part help us? Patur minatfila, tur simulam and ches. Tefillah, the truth is, he gives us something in the Mishpat there, sometimes parentheses, but if you look up the Mishpat, how do you find the Rambam quoted this Brisa? Fair question?
He did not.
Meaning the Mishpat does his best, and clearly he's giving us a shot, right? The Rambam never quotes Chasan for Tefillah, Chasan for Tefillin, or the Bnei Chuppah for Kriyashma. He quotes the Mishnah in Brachos, but he doesn't quote this price at all. He doesn't quote Rishela, not Tanakama. Right, doesn't discuss the relationship between Rosh Hashanah and Tanakam and the Mishnah and Brachos. Right, doesn't discuss that at all.
He's also not going to quote the Kol Tzvi for
and he's also not going to quote that. So why doesn't he quote this? So what does the Ein Mishpat seem to think? The Ein Mishpat seems to think that the Rambam doesn't quote this because it's covered already. He doesn't quote everything he covered already. After all, in Hilchos Tefillah, he talked about the need for Kavana. So it's covered. In Hilchos Tefillah, he talked about the need for, you know, Kavana, not to have Kalos Rosh, etc. So it's covered. And Hilchos Kriyashma, he already dealt with the Chasin, based on the Sefer Brachos, so it's covered. Okay, the Ein Mishpat makes it sound like the Rambam didn't quote this price, because it's covered. Do you buy it?
Gemara, I think it's covered.
What? Okay, fair enough. And, like, it's strange, like, the Rambam could have just said chassid in one of those places, right? He never says the word chassid. Like, the Rambam thinks that if you read the Mishnah Torah, remember, the Mishnah Torah is written for someone who never learned Shas. If you read the Mishnah Torah, you know that a chassid and the Bnei Chuppah fall into this category or not? How would I know on my own whether chassid and the Torah fell into the category in Hilchos Tefillin or not? I'm not sure I buy the Ein Mishpat. Could be the Rambam left it out. Why did he leave it out? Let's get to that in a moment, right? Says Rabbi Hanani ben Akavya. Not what he usually says. People who are sofrei stam, as we call it nowadays, and them and their wholesalers and their retailers who sell it, to basically farm store owners, right? Farm store owners are very holy people. And anyone who's doing lech shamayim, including people who sell tcheles, are our potter from Kriyashma and Netfilim and Netfilim commits the most for Torah, the kind of Yosef Lili. Show you Yosef Lili, the most commits the potter of mitzvah. Okay, this is a kiyamer of Yosef Lili who says Osef commits the potter of mitzvah. Why does he have to say it's a kiyamer of Yosef Lili? So one pshat was Balamor and Rashi.
Because Rabbi Yossi completely holds all Sukkot mitzvah, but the other Braisa doesn't. And the Ritva denies it. He says, no, it was a radical thing, and he heard it from Yossi completely, so he tells you who you heard it from. Just so you shouldn't be surprised, but it doesn't mean anything. Just like, oh, you think I'm so makel? No, I heard it from Yossi completely. But there's no chiddush b'davar. Okay, those are two possibilities so far. Of course, what's a third possibility? One possibility is, well, no, okay, fine. It's not really third. Okay, let's just ask, this is a reasonable psak. Right? Okay. They're taka osim mitzvah patur and mitzvah. Sounds reasonable enough. In what case? Well, we know some Rishonim would say only Zeir Shalakim Shneim, some Rishonim only Eshel. Okay, fine. It's more complicated than that, but not for now. Do we paskin like this Brisa? Does the Rein Chananel paskin like the Brisa? Tanya, Rechaim, and Kavi Omer. Yeah. Does the Rif paskin like the Brisa?
Yep.
Does the Rush paskin like the Brisa?
Yep,
okay, we're not getting to the Shofar Aruch now. Who leaves out the Braisa? Rambam. Famously, the Rambam Chesky, quick, leaves out the Braisa. Why does the Rambam leave out the Braisa? Now, I apologize, I should have put more things in the Koros and not just relied on you seeing them secondhand in the Birkei Yosef. But, according to the Magen Avraham, why does the Rambam leave out this Braisa?
That sounds like the Yoshama.
No, that's Beis Yosef. The Magen Avraham says, because it's obvious. Everyone, he already said those osik mitzvah is part of a mitzvah. What, he has to tell you again? Meaning he's an Ein Mishpat man, right? Ah, just like the Ein Mishpat said, the Rambam didn't have to tell you the Brisa of the Chassid, because it's obvious. Why do you have to tell you Chanan Kavya? It's obvious. Everyone knows that. That's what the Magen Avraham says. It's obvious. It could be, first of all, it's not so obvious, because the Rambam never really says osig mitzvah patu and a mitzvah clearly in the Mishnah Torah. Like if mamish yet, you could point to one point in that Mishnah Torah, he's like a gazillion percent clear. Osig mitzvah patu and a mitzvah, open, shut. Then taka, he doesn't have to bring every example. Of Hilchos Sukkah, he says shluchei mitzvah patur min asukkah. He doesn't even say why.
He says
shluchei mitzvah patur min asukkah. Yeah, it could be because of osig mitzvah patu and a mitzvah. That's a good theory if you know the Gemara. Right?
Well,
but he doesn't say it.
I mean, you'll read one line later and you'll see that if it's not for a mitzvah.
But nonetheless, he doesn't say it. Right? Meaning, the Rambam never says clearly all oskim and mitzvah are pturim and a mitzvah, and you should know this always applies, or, you know. So it's possible why the Rambam left it out.
The Rambam didn't even think that they.
You got this board, right, Chesky?
The Rambam didn't think that the Sukkah was because of oskim.
Correct, even though that's very, you know, very mechudish. So here's the question. Why did Rambam leave out Kosvei Sfarim Bechuli? Says the Magen Avraham, and this is parallel to the Ein Mishpat earlier in the Sugya, right? He says, because it was obvious. It's too obvious, he doesn't need to bring it down. Okay, this is not obvious to a lot of us. Right? I think that, basically no one agrees with the Magen Avraham on this. I mean, say no one, I mean, most people. Says the Beis Yosef, and this is what's accepted by most Achronim, says the Beis Yosef versus the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef said, because he paskined against him. Why would he paskin against him? So says Beis Yosef, because in the Yerushalmi, the self-same Rav Chanan ben Akavya says you're chayav.
But it doesn't say that.
What?
It says the kids are not
Akavya. Okay, that's the, I think your sos are not so maduric in that.
I mean,
how
about the Tosefta, which the
Yeah, any Akavya and Akiva your sos, you can't, are very often switched. It's like Ravas and Ravas.
It's Chazin Kreska on the Tosefta didn't think
so. Okay, yeah, but it's not a problem on the Beis Yosef. You can't ask, meaning it's not a proof, but it's not a, you can't ask a kasha on the Beis Yosef from Akivas and Akavias, because in manuscripts are all switched.
Maybe the manuscripts that he had then, whatever.
Okay, or maybe, but maybe they were right and ours are wrong. Who knows? Right? Go figure out what was the original Gersa. You ever try to figure out the right Gersa in your Shalmi? It's really hard. The Gro was, but that doesn't mean it's not really hard. There were a lot of things that were impossible.
So he did it for us.
Okay, but I don't know if he did this one. Anyway, it says he paskin against. He paskin against this Brisa. Why? He says because of the Yerushalmi. And you could add, this works well with, what's the Lashon of the Braisa? L'kayim divrei Rav Yossi HaGlili. Right? Was the kind of Rav Yossi HaGlili? The Baal HaMor said that meant only Rav Yossi HaGlili holds this, but not the previous Braisa. And we paskin like Rav Yossi HaGlili. Maybe the Rav says only Rav Yossi HaGlili holds this, and we don't. Okay, so Rav Yossi is a different shot. But it's also, right, it explains this works well. I wouldn't say this is a proof, but this works with the Lashon of L'kayim Divrei Rav Yossi HaGlili. It means maybe this is a Shitas Yachid Rav Yossi HaGlili. That doesn't mean most Tanaim hold this way. Rav Yossi HaGlili held this way. But we don't hold this way. Okay, now, but this is a different kind of why. You know there are two whys? There's like why in his Mukkar and why in his Svara. Right? Why in terms of the Mukkar? What was his Mukkar? That's the less interesting question. The more interesting question, of course, is why in the Svara, meaning, why isn't Osik B'mitzvah Pater Min HaMitzvah in this case? Right? Why isn't Osik B'mitzvah Pater Min HaMitzvah? Svara, why would he reject Rav Hananya Ben Akavya? So, what's the answer? Someone answer? Let's see if we can...
You want to say the other Baal HaMor and Rashi? And then how does Osik B'mitzvah Pater Min HaMitzvah?
Give me a second. I mean, it would be backwards. Why aren't these fellows Pturim from mitzvos?
They wouldn't do mitzvos.
So one answer is the Birke Yosef. Says the Birke Yosef, he says, because it's a mitzvah to me this. Ein l'davar sof. He says, now I know we're kind of Mekavya holds this, but we don't. What do you mean? You could do this all day long, and then you'll never do other mitzvos. That's ridiculous, we paskin. He says, you're only when you're doing a mitzvah, sometimes you're potter from other mitzvahs. But as a mitzvah you do all the time, you can't be potter from other mitzvahs. Then you're not shy to the Torah. So he says it's just a svara that we reject him. He thinks that even if you do a mitzvah all the time, you don't have to do the other 612. We say that's ridiculous. Only if sometimes a mitzvah comes up, you're potter from the other 612. But you can't be potter your whole life from the other 612. What's his raya? What other mitzvah doesn't potter you from other mitzvahs because you do it all the time? Talmud Torah. And now he's, what's better? He says, you know the Mukkar, the Rama for rejecting Rechanai Ben Akavya? Or the Gemara Moed Katan, which says Talmud Torah doesn't pot you for mitzvos. Right? And then he says, just like Talmud Torah. And then he makes it work very nicely. Right? Any mitzvah that's all the time can't pot you from other mitzvos.
Doesn't it seem to be against like all of their Rishonim who bring up tzitzis and no one gives this reason for why tzitzis is different?
Yes, but he's in the Rama. He's not in the other Rishonim. The truth is, you could say this in two ways if you want. Okay, I see. You could say this in two ways if you want. The way he says it is because Ein L'davar Sof, it's ridiculous that you wouldn't do any other mitzvos. You could say a little differently, which is that since you have to break for this for your personal needs all the time, therefore you should also break for mitzvos, which is what the Rishonim, the Gemara seems to say by Talmud Torah, but we'll leave this for now. Okay, I know the hour is late. Let me just quickly summarize. Even though I'm not going to be able to justice some of the other pshatim, what could the Nesivos answer? Maybe the Nesivos. What's the Kiddush of the Nesivos? Anyone look at the Nesivos?
Yeah, it's a difference if it's what they're calling your mitzvah kiyumis.
It's if you have to do a mitzvah, you're potter from other mitzvahs. If you volunteer to do a mitzvah that you don't have to do, you're not potter from other mitzvahs. So he says a gabbai tzedakah is not potter from other mitzvahs. So you volunteer to be gabbai tzedakah. Right? So he says, only a mitzvah chiyuves is poter min ha-mitzvah. And no one has to write or sell stam. Right? You choose to. You don't have to. You have to wear it. You don't have to write it. And therefore, now the Imre Bina asks this, he says, that's a ridiculous psak you said. It's against the price of Kol Seis Svarim Tefillin and Mezuzos. So I want to answer for the Nesivos. I'm not the first. And the Nesivos knew he was against that brisa. And he thinks that's why the Rambam left it out. The Nesivos just says, and it's a tema, he's against the brisa. But instead of, you know, kill two birds with one stone, it's a tema of the Nesivos against the brisa. It's a tema the Rambam left out of brisa. Put two and two together and say, maybe that's why the Rambam left it out. A third shot you could say, but this is not, I haven't found this in the Achronim, is that maybe, the Nesivos says similar to this, maybe it doesn't count if you make money. all the Achronim say, we want a pasuk like that brisa. Maybe that's the Rambam of Svara. Yeah. He, Rabbi Chanan Ben Akam says, even if you make money, that counts as the Osik B'mitzvah. He says, no, if you make, and the Achronim say, only if your main intention for the mitzvah, you also make money. Maybe the Rambam held, if you're making money, then that doesn't count as Osik B'mitzvah, right? Just like you shouldn't be in kolo and make money. Right, you're allowed to write to all make money, but don't think that now you're exempt from anything. What?
We don't make money.
Okay, but I want to just point out an important thing. The Birkei Yosef Shat doesn't explain why he left out the price of Tanakam and Rabbi Sheila. That was only 7 days, not forever. The Nesivus doesn't explain why he left out the price of Tanakam and Rabbi Sheila. L'chora, the friends are chayiv to go m'sameachem, or at least the chassan is. The schar certainly doesn't explain. What if you want to explain also why he left the chumri sheila? So here, I want to say the pshat in the Rambam my whole life, and just this year, I found there's a Rabbeinu Avraham in Ahar and Sukkah. Who knew? And this pshat is before Rabbeinu Avraham in Ahar. So I was very, very excited. Says Rabbeinu Avraham in Ahar, not pshat in the Gemara. He says this specifically for the Rambam. He says, I can explain all the Rambams and all the Gemaras. He says, what's pshat in the Rambam? The Rambam l'shitasei in how he learned Basul and Almana. The Rambam, remember the sheet of the Rambam? That it's not like the other Rishonim say, Osek is Potter or Tarid is Potter. No, only an Osek who's Tarid is Potter. An Osek who's not Tarid is not Potter. So he wants to say, no, that this is the Machlokes. Rav Yossi Haglili Savar, Osek is Potter, Afilu Eino Tarid. And that's Lekayim Divrei Yossi Haglili, who pottered an Osek. But we don't potter an Osek. We only potter a Tarud, right? But we hold Avol Kaimelon, like the Mishnah in Brachos, Shechil Chilka, Bein Besula L'Almana. We passen like the distinction between Besula and Almana. The Osek, the Tarud is potter. But Osek, the Eino Tarud is Chayav. And what does Tarud mean? Tarud means you're so busy that you can't do the second mitzvah. Okay? That means either the Chassan's so anxious that he can't do Kriya Shema, or you're so busy that you can't do the second mitzvah because it would ruin your first mitzvah. But only Tarud, only someone who is impossible to do the second mitzvah. And then it makes sense. From Yosef, he says, any Osek is Potter. Any Osek is Potter. The people who write tefillin mezuzahs, they can't have a lifestyle of having writing tefillin and davening. Of course they can. That's what they do nowadays. Right? The chassan and the b'nei chuppah, they can't daven and have sherev brachos. Of course they can. They're not Torah. They're not so anxious that they can't think about tefillah. Or maybe tefillah they can, but not for a technical reason, but not other. Or no, he says no. They're not so anxious they can't think about, they're not so anxious they can't think about anything. They're not so busy they have no time. Kosei Sarim aren't busy. They have a whole lifestyle time. They don't work 24/7. The Chassan and the B'nai Chup aren't so busy. They don't party 24/7. They have downtime. He says, they're not Tarud. Only someone who's Tarud. And therefore, that explains Rabbi Yossi Haglili and explains why we reject him, because we hold from the Tarud and he holds from the Osek. So the Rambam Shitasi is beautiful. Once the Rambam Kriya Shema says only Tarud is Potter, you then go back to Rabbi Yossi Haglili says, so why did he say Osek was Potter? Must be, that's the Machlokes Tanan, whether Tarud is Potter, Osek is Potter. This Brice held Osek is Potter, and the Rambam Paskin Tarud is Potter. And that could also explain why he leaves out the Chasim Nechuppa, because they're not Tarud. What are they so anxious? What are they so busy with? They're a relaxed lifestyle in the party. They have to show up, but they're pretty relaxed. I think that's the right shot in the Rambam here. Okay, but we'll pick up Amir Tzashem next time with the continuation of the Gemara. We should I tried to end the year with ending the Makoros sheet. Amir Tzashem, all of your bracha to me is that this coming year should be a year of finishing the Makoros sheet every shiur on time. And we should have a year of a lot of growth and a lot of learning, a lot of mitzvos, and only simchas and mesoros tovos for us in Klal Yisrael. Ksiva Tova.